God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So Lent, what is it? Why celebrate Lent? Why have purple flags and crosses and stones and bowls and Bibles? Why have all that? Why not just go along with the rest of the world? It's a season, it's winter time. Why Lent? Lent actually means to lengthen. We are in a time of lengthening. The days are lengthening. They are getting longer. But the season of Lent comes so close this year after Christmas. We just celebrated that Jesus was born, and now we're in Lent. And we're in Lent as Jesus goes into the wilderness, as he has all these testings and these things happening by something called the devil. And the devil is actually speaking scripture to him. And Jesus is answering in scripture. Why? Why do we do all of this? What is this season about? Why look at symbols of faith? Why gather to worship? And to come on Wednesdays to gather ourselves in a Holy Lent? Lent. It is a journey that we are on that we can kind of look like, kind of think about as a preparation for Easter. Like Advent, we prepare ourselves for Christmas. Lent is a time to prepare ourselves, our bodies, our minds for Easter. So, some words that I want to share with you. One, we are on a journey. And we are on this journey together, but each part of our journey is separate. Our journeys are not alike. But our journey is helping to lead us to the heart of God. Lots of times we talk about giving things up for Lent, or adding things to Lent, or doing something different in Lent. And on Wednesday night I talked about some of that. But why do we do that? We do something to help ourselves see God in our hearts more clearly. We try to get rid of all the outside noise and focus our hearts on God. Jesus went into the wilderness. But Jesus didn't go into the wilderness alone. Jesus went into the wilderness with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus was tempted. Tempted. Torn away, taken away from a relationship with God. That's what temptations are. Something that takes us away from our relationship with God. So, the devil, and I have a hard time with the devil. Lots of times we picture the devil all in red with little horns and that kind of thing. But really, the devil is what separates us from God. Evil. I looked up the word. Actually, I made Jeff look up the word in Greek because I don't speak Greek. I didn't take Greek. So we looked up the word, and the devil is actually, Satan is another word, but it's an accuser, slanderer, adversary. Those are the words that are used in Greek for that word, Satan or devil. So what it does, this thing, is it erodes our confidence in God. When evil separates us from God, our confidence is eroded. And that's what was trying to happen to Jesus. They're trying to take the devil, as the scripture says, is trying to take Jesus away from God, trying to get him to do things. He was trying to give him power and money and food. And he was using scripture to do it. And Jesus responds, no, nothing's going to separate me from God. My heart is filled with the love of God. We get tempted every day, something that separates us from our relationship with God. So this Lent, with the symbols that we have, I invite you to open your heart and let God speak to it. Not for power or for money or for food, but for loving each other and sticking with each other over the heart of God. You see, this journey we are on is different for each one of us, but we are on the journey of Lent together. The Spirit never leaves us either. So let's talk about how we can do some of these things. How can we look and open ourselves, our hearts up to God? Like Trey says, and be everybody's church for the world or for Lancaster. Let me give you an example of a church in Mount Vernon. It's United Church of Christ Church in Mount Vernon, Ohio. They are a church that is countercultural to the community in which they live. They are a true United Church of Christ church that stands up for injustice and peace and shalom. They have declared themselves as open and affirming, and they are justice related. Just like we are, but they are much more open about it as they put signs in their yards and stand up for in the community of which they live. Their pastor, Scott Elliott, and their council had put a sign up in their front in the churchyard that said, Black Lives Matter. They've gotten lots of conversation about that. Well, don't all lives matter? Yes, all lives do matter. But Black Lives Matter is a way to help justice happen in this world. To help us look at the indecencies, the things that aren't all alike in this world. Somebody stole their Black Lives Matter sign, big banner, out of the churchyard. They've gotten threatening letters and phone calls to the church. That's about fear. Scott's response, and the response that he is going to share with, this happened this past week, is going to share with his congregation is about prayer. We need to pray. Not respond in anger, but to pray for those who have hurt us. That's opening our heart to God and not responding in anger. How are we here at Grace responding to the injustices around us? How are we responding in faithfulness? How are we letting the Spirit fill us and open our hearts to God's love? On this Valentine's Day, on this first Sunday of Lent, I invite you to this most holy of all times in Lent, this time when we can be on the journey together. Look at the symbols around you. Open your heart to God. Let the Spirit be with you. Live as God wants us to. You know, it couldn't have been easy for Jesus to say to the devil, nope, not going to do that. He was hungry. He was tired. And the power was taken from him. How are we when we are most hungry and tired and have no power? How are we going to open our hearts this Lent?